Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Megan Lynch. Why did Governor Mike Kehoe activate the National Guard before a protest, but it took weeks to get the Guard into tornado-ravaged neighborhoods? That's what some people are asking.
That's the question South County State Rep Michael Burton is asking. He issued a statement which says it's troubling that the Guard could be deployed preemptively in response to hypothetical unrest. When the disaster struck in St. Louis, the National Guard was not immediately mobilized to provide help. Families, he says, were left to fend for themselves. Burton says that's not leadership, it's posturing. St. Louis police, meantime, say they'll be out in case of protests and, quote, the safety of everyone, demonstrators, residents, and visitors remains our top priority. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
Governor Pritzker went to Washington, D.C. to testify before Congress about his state's immigration policies. Mallory Vohr-Broker reports.
In his opening statement before the House Oversight Committee, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker reiterated that the state follows the rule of law in immigration enforcement.
Illinois follows the law, but let me be clear. We expect the federal government to follow the law, too. We will not participate in abuses of power. We will not violate court orders. We will not ignore the Constitution. We will not defy the Supreme Court. We will not take away people's rights to peacefully protest.
The governor speaks ahead of No King protests against the Trump administration's policies planned for Saturday in several cities across Illinois and the nation.
$28,000 for new badges. That's the latest questionable purchase by the St. Louis City Sheriff.
Considering a $500,000 payout was made to terminated employees when Sheriff Alfred Montgomery took over, Alderman Rasheen Aldridge, who chairs the budget committee, is questioning the timing of these purchases.
Buying new outfits, buying new badges, buying new cars, all of these, like, I think, things that are just not a necessary spending need at the moment.
Now, I spoke to the president of Leon Uniform, the company that these badges were purchased from, and he dismissed the report that these badges were not paid for by the sheriff's department. He acknowledged that they were paid late. It was due in April. It was paid June 2nd, but he says he has no issues with that, and the department has always been a good customer, and they are in good standing. In St. Louis City Hall, Sean Malone, KMOX News.
The health of the school bus fleet at St. Louis Public Schools is better.
Even though SLPS has about 130 less buses in their fleet than compared to last year or 2023, the percentage of defective buses in those placed out of service is down this year. 2023, only 50% of the buses were considered roadworthy. Last year, 72% passed inspections. Then SLPS switched their bus provider from Missouri Central, after much controversy, to ZUM out of California. And this year, 92% passed inspection.
So those are positive gains.
The data is compiled by the Missouri State Highway Patrol, who has the task of inspecting every school bus in the state annually. Lieutenant Eric Brown.
The entire goal of this inspection program in early spring is just to verify that the school bus transportation system across the state is safe for the drivers, for the students, for the motoring public. And we want those buses passing on the first inspection. You know, that is something that the patrol, you know, hopes for and encourages the districts and the private companies to strive to maintain that.
School districts Winsville, Francis Howell, and Fort Zumwalt Schools all had 100% of their buses pass inspection this school year. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
That's the sound of a school bus without an engine. It's one of the 25 new EV buses the East St. Louis School District will utilize next year. At a groundbreaking for the fleet's new depot, Duncan McIntyre, CEO of EV transportation company Highland Fleets, says these quiet buses are dropping off students who are feeling less frazzled.
These buses are better for students' mental health, and we've found in particular they're better for students who have sound sensitivities or learning disabilities. They aren't getting to school rattled. They're getting to school incredibly calm.
McIntyre adds studies show students who ride electric buses are also at a lower risk of asthma.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.